Blog Talk Radio.
Idea Network Radio Show here on blogtalkradio.com / the Million Dollar Idea Network. Today is Inspirational Monday, and we talk about what we always talk about all the time here, that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the view looks like, because there's room for everybody at the on the top of the mountain. Today is May 4th, the first Monday for our show today for this month. And, again, it's Inspirational Monday. And today we're talking about mind shift. What is your mind shift? You have to shift gears from where you're at right now to where you want to be, to what you want to become, to where you are to excel in your life for success. Again, we talk about that here every day. That's putting habits on the table and to remind you of your why, to remind you that it's never too late, to remind you that you are supposed to be victorious. And to remind you, today is a great day to start again. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and to remind you that you only lose if you quit. Again, welcome to today's show here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here for you.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show again. We are broadcasting from the great state of North Carolina, where we have blue skies all the time, and it's not a cloud in the sky today. The high today is supposed to be 80 degrees, so very excited about that. Also in the process, today is a good day for you to start.
Take
back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, it is your responsibility to mentor somebody, write a book for somebody, write a blog for somebody, do a video, let them know your story and how you got across the finish line. Because it's one thing to encourage yourself, but you actually, when you encourage one another or other people, you're actually encouraging yourself at the same time. So I'm going to tell you a secret. All the encouraging stuff that I put on the radio right now is actually encouraging myself also to keep going in my goals and my dreams and the reality that I want to have in my life. So you can do the same thing. It's very important for people to hear your story. Very important for people to hear your story. Because by hearing your story, that mind shift can take place, that paradigm shift can take place in their life. Because often, too many times, people listening to the noise in their life saying they can't do this, they can't happen, this will happen to them if they don't do this, etc., etc. Don't listen to the noise. Put your own theme music on. Create your own theme song. That's why back in the day, you used to hear the movie in the movies, you know the hero's coming when his theme music starts playing. You know you don't see him, but you, when you hear the theme music, you know he's coming here to save the day. You have to have your own theme music because people are going to tell you that you can't. People are going to tell you that you won't. People are going to tell you that it's never been done before. People are going to tell you all kind of crazy stuff, but you have to have the same. You have to have your own music track going on in your head for the reality that you want in your life because it's going to be your reality and not theirs. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. We're talking about mind shift. We're going to play a segment for mind shift right now. Again, I highly encourage you to take a look at this on our website. We're updating our website. Actually, we are redoing our whole website completely because, as most of you do know, we are going to a radio station. In that radio station, we'll be announcing our actual time, which we'll actually be starting to be doing programming on that. And so we're very excited about that. We have a new app coming out at the beginning of next month, so we invite people to be part of that also. So it's exciting times here at the Million Dollar Idea Network. We want you to be a part. I want to thank everyone who has been a part up to this point in time that have put up my Facebook things out there and my tweets and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to say thank you in that process. But you have to keep going in your mindset. Whatever your purpose is, whatever your vision is, you have to keep moving forward because it's a mindset. It's a mindset that you have to understand that success is the progressive realization of a worthy idea. So as long as you're working towards what your dream is, what your mission is, what your vision is, what's your purpose in your life, you win. It's when you stop, it's when you lose. We'll take a brief break and we'll listen to Mind Shift after this. Brief break and
success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Okay. That minor technical difficulty. We're back here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And the reason we play the fear is that we want you to have no fear. You have to recognize that fear is a choice. Fear is a choice. Fear is that thing that prevents people from extending themselves, from reaching their goal, from expanding themselves from where they are right now. Did you know the butterfly does not have a fear? The caterpillar does not have a fear of becoming a butterfly? Think about that for a moment. The caterpillar does not have fear in becoming a butterfly, because it knows it's supposed to become a butterfly. You are supposed to become the next beautiful thing in your life. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. That's why a mind shift has to take place in your life today. A mind shift. What does that mind shift mean? What are we talking about? What are you shifting your mind from? You're shifting your mind into the place for your success. First, you have to understand where you're at. What is your center right now? If you know your center is about the stuff, then you know you have to shift from about the stuff to something different in order to attain your true success, the purpose, the prosperity, the total prosperity in life, which is a being prosperous in your spirit, in your soul, and your body. You have to have a mind shift. How does a mind shift take place? Well, it could take place a couple of different ways. It could be a traumatic experience in life, giving you indication that life is not as long as we think it is. It's very short. And that the time that we waste in trying to become what we're supposed to be and not focusing on what we're supposed to be and becoming it is wasting time, and the time that we do have here to impact, to relate, to love, to cherish, to nurture in our lives today. That's why a mind shift has to take place in your life for your success, for you to receive your purpose, for you to receive your blessing. Mind shift from what? Mind shift from where your center is right now. Where is your center right now? And we talked a little bit about that last week and over the last couple of weeks. Are you money-centered? Are you work-centered? Are you possession-centered? Are you pleasure-centered? Are you friend-centered? Are you enemy-centered? Are you church-centered? Are you self-centered? Because if you understand where your center is right now, then you can shift. Now, we'll have some information about what those centers are, but the source of material that we're talking about is the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I encourage you to get that book by Stephen R. Covey, and also the other book, Building Healthy Habits for You and Your Family, by Dr. Christopher Freeman. By knowing where your center is right now, you can have that mind shift. Because understand, you are that caterpillar right now. You're supposed to become the butterfly. And you don't have to think about becoming a butterfly, because you're supposed to become the butterfly. It's your next step that you're supposed to have in your life. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. Understand that you are the next beautiful thing in your life. You have to get that engrafted. Once you understand you're the next beautiful thing in your life, then your security changes, how your guidance changes, how you make choices, your wisdom changes, and also your power changes. Because if your power is related to or connected to money in your life, you have no power. You don't have unlimited power. If it's connected to possessions, you don't have unlimited power. You want unlimited power in your life. And that unlimited power in your life is going to be some power that you don't see, because it's going to be in the spiritual realm. Yes, you're that spirit, the soul lives in the body. So you have to understand to be a totally powerful being in your life and reign as a king in life, or a queen as in your life. You have to have that balance, that connection that flows through all three components of your being. We want to take a brief break and listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, to you. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. It is Inspirational Monday or Inspiration Monday here. We're talking about mind shift. You have to shift your mind into the gear for your next level, for you to receive your blessing, for you to receive that next idea, for you to receive that next whatever it is the Lord has for your life. But understand, you're going to have to shift. What you've done in the past is not going to work for you in the future. And I'm kind of giving away what we have the recording here for you. But we're going to go ahead and do that right now here for you, because it'll give you that one thing to think about, but also it'll inspire you for the rest of the week. Again, here we go, mind shift.
There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind. You can change your hair, your clothing, your address, your spouse, your residence. But if you don't change your mind, the same experience will perpetuate itself over and over again, because everything outwardly changed, but nothing inwardly.
Want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
The only thing that's going to make you happy, my friend, in this year or any other, is to step up. It's to raise the standard. It's to discover what you're capable of and feel that incredible power pushing through whatever's holding you back and get to the other side of more of your true self. That's what this game's all about.
When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
If you look at somebody who's really successful and you think, wow, I mean, they're so amazing, they're such a genius, you got to dig underneath and you got to remember something. People are rewarded in public for what they practice for years in private.
If you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do, and you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval, what will happen is that you will lose your nerve. And other people will convince you that what you're doing doesn't have any value, and you'll give up on your dream. How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know. Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. Stop wasting valuable time. If you want something, you have got to be relentless. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative. The power to hold on in spite of everything. The power to endure. This is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. And it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it. There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critics inside. I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. You are unstoppable. Live your life with passion, with some drive. Most of us go through life without brakes on. decide that you're going to push yourself, you've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Talking about,
you'll
you always talk about
it,
you cross the finish line. But you can see what the Lord has brought you through and in the process. Understand that you are that caterpillar right now, and you're the next beautiful thing, that butterfly. And you're supposed to become that butterfly. People don't understand that you are supposed to become that butterfly. It may not feel like it. It's just like the ugly duckling that became the beautiful swan. I always thought I was a duck, but it became a beautiful swan. But you have to look in that mirror and understand that you are the next beautiful thing. It doesn't matter what your hair looks like right now. It doesn't matter what your face looks like right now. It is the spirit in you that's going to carry you. Strengthen your spirit, strengthen your heart, and you will get through. The caterpillar does not think about becoming a butterfly. It just becomes the butterfly. That's why you have to have your mind shift. If you need to create a new you, do that. Renew your self-image. We talked about how to do that. Write a description of the person you want to become. Act the part you are that person right now. Is there some things in your life you need to remove? Remove them. It's just that simple. Turn the ringer off. Slash the number that number does not reach you anymore. Change the emails so those emails don't reach you anymore. Get off the site you're not supposed to be on. All those things influence your mindset and prevent you from shifting into that beautiful butterfly. Now, it's important for you to understand right now, it is never too late to change. Why do you need to change? Why do you have to change? Why? Because in order to become fulfill what you're supposed to have in life, in order to fulfill what you're supposed to, what you've been dreaming, because dreams are given to you for a reason. Dreams are given to you for a reason. The Almighty is always showing what you're supposed to be doing. You have to accept the fact that you're supposed to be doing it. But know this, once you on your path to what your purpose is to be fulfilled, all that is needed will be added unto you. That is the message for today. Your mind shift into the understanding that once your purpose is established, once you make up in your mind, and it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter if you don't have the clothes you need. It doesn't matter. But the shift begins in the spirit and trickles down into the mind. But you have to be conscious. You have to be intentional about what you're doing. You have to be intentional in the process. Because success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. You have to shift your mind to realize that worthy ideal and to go after it. Now, no one's where they want to be right now because you keep striving, because you keep learning. You keep understanding that if you stop learning, you stop moving forward. So, your success is here right now. Make up in your mind today. It's never too late. You're supposed to be victorious. Today is a great day to start again. And you have the courage right now to do that. To remind you that you only lose if you quit right now. Right now, history is being written. What lines, what paragraph, what story are you going to put into it? That your family that your children's children will place and speak through their lips from the memory that you left them, the legacy that you left them. Be that one that is that picture on the mantle above the fireplace, and they point to this individual said no to poverty. This individual said no to family curses going any further in this house. And they stood up with that purpose. They stood up with that vision. And they understood that they were going to do whatever it takes to stop it. You can do that right now. You are supposed to do that right now. If it was not in your past, it doesn't matter. But it's in your future. It's in your now. It's supposed to be in your now right now. It's not going to be easy. But think about it. Does a caterpillar think about becoming a butterfly? Once you're in your purpose, once you're in your vision, once you're in your dream, once you're doing what the Lord is directing you to do, it comes natural. Just like the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. And to do it right now, don't wait.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Hold on a little while longer. Here's what you gotta do.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about, and it's getting across the finish line. It is Inspirational Monday. And we're talking about shifting your mind, the mind shift that has to take place in your life when you get to the next level. And how do you begin this mind shift? How do you make that change right now? I always say that first, you need to understand where you're at right now. What is your center right now? Is your center your job? Is your center your money? Is your center your spouse? Is the center of your life the possessions you have? And then you have to make that shift, that outer worldly shift, that spiritual shift, to understand that you are a three-part being. You're a spirit, the soul that lives in a body. And in that process, you have to be intentional in what you feed those parts. Now, for your mind, first, you have to understand emotionally as well as intellectually that we literally become what we think about, that we must control our thoughts if we're to control our lives, and it's understanding fully that as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Why is that important? Because you're not supposed to be controlled emotionally. You're not supposed to make emotional decisions. That means you're being led by the flesh. And we don't want that. You don't want that. Because by being led by the flesh, and you're going to be places and locations you don't want to be, and you didn't think you'd ever be if you make decisions based on that. Why is that important? Because once you make up in your mind, all the things that need to come about will. But it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But understand this, everyone has the potential to become that butterfly, to become that next beautiful thing in their life. Yes, you need to love yourself before you can love other people. Your vertical has to be correct in order for your horizontal to be correct. Also, yes, wait on the Lord, but what is the definition that we're talking about for waiting? When we say waiting on the Lord, that means you prepare everything you need to prepare for until you get the go signal. Until you get the green light. That's what we're talking about, waiting on the Lord. It doesn't mean wait for him to just drop something out of space and drop it on the table. It doesn't work that way. You're supposed to do everything you're supposed to do in the natural. Everything you're supposed to do in the natural, then God will take care of the supernatural. Why? Because he wants to make sure you understand that it came from him and that you can't take no credit for it, that he gets all the glory, not you. So you need to do, you have to do everything that you can do in the natural, and God will do the supernatural. Excuse me. Now, what's the next step? You have to cut away the craziness. You have to cut away all the fetters in your mind. What's the craziness? The craziness is the people who are programming you right now. What programs are you watching on TV? What are you listening to on the radio? What do you allow in your life that's not positive and uplifting, that's oppressing you that you don't know it? Are you in bondage and don't even realize it? Are you in bondage and don't even realize it? Bondage, meaning that you have been captured. You are in a prison that you made for yourself that only you can decide to get out of. That's what means cutting away all the fetters from the mind, and permitting it to soar as it's divinely designed to do. God has given you all the tools you need to be successful right now. Don't let anyone else take it away. Excuse me. We're going to take a brief break. I'm going to drink some water, and we'll continue talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting you ready for the next level. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And just a couple minutes ago, we're talking about what can you do in that process for you to get across the finish line. What can you do in that process for you to be the next beautiful thing in your life? I always talk about being intentional about what's in your life. Cutting the fetters away. What are the fetters? The fetters are is that game, that job, that habit you have. We talked about having positive habits in your life and getting rid of the negative habits in your life, because your ability to remove the negative habits will get you that much closer, that much faster for you to realize that the goal to have and completing the vision or purpose that you're supposed to have in your life right now. Now, let's use the example of cupcakes. I like cupcakes. When you eat cupcakes all the time, what happens? You start looking like a cupcake. Then you start thinking like a cupcake. And all of a sudden, you have the spiritual strength of a cupcake. And as I said before, it's your spiritual strength that's going to pull you through anything that you're going through. Now, your mind is going to be one of the greatest weapons you have to utilize in the life that we live in. Because your mind is working and you don't even realize it. On a subconscious level, your mind picks up everything in the room that you are in right now. On the conscious level, you see and recognize, but your mind picks up everything. Not some of the things, everything. So you're going to have to tap into that. What is the everything? The everything is processed in your mind all the time. It gives you that idea, that concept that's been working on in your subconscious, possibly for years, possibly for minutes, possibly just moments. But understand that it's your imagination that truly works. That's where your imagination pulls from. It pulls from all that information, all that data that your mind has been accumulating all this time. Now, you have to use it positively, because if you use it negatively, it'll jump up and bite you. Meaning what? Meaning that what you plan in your mind is what's going to come back to you when you least expect it. If you plant fear and do things of fear and watch things of fear and try to impart fear, what happened? As you sow, so shall you reap. So when you need to rise to the next level, when you need to grab that courage when you need it the most, it's going to be elusive and hard to find. Because that's not what you've been practicing. I didn't say it's impossible, but it's going to be harder for you to get to where you need to get to because of what you've been intentionally feeding your mind. So your mind is only limited by your self-imposed fear. That's correct. Your mind is only limited by the self-imposed fear that you have in your life. If you have the soundtrack going in your head, I can't do this, I can't do that, you won't, because you believe that's going to happen. You have to understand that there's those who came before you that have done it, and those that you stand on their shoulders that have done it also. And when you know that back in your lineage, back in your line, that you were a king or he or she was a queen, and that you're expected to stay in the same level and go to the same course, there's some things you have to live up to. If you know that you are supposed to be that millionaire, you're supposed to be that genius, because there's geniuses in your family, because there's millionaires in your family. It's part of your DNA. If you know that you're supposed to be a spiritual leader because it's in your family, yes, that is part of your DNA. It may not manifest itself the same way as it does in your family, but always understand there's always going to be that component in your life that's going to speak to you when you need to be spoken to. It's like some of the things in my family. We've always been in the service industry, whether we're counselors, nurses, doctors. You know, there's a military strain in my family. Every generation has served in the military. There's been a representative in every generation that serves in the military in all American wars. That's incredible. So, you know something, There's someone in your family that's done something extraordinary. Everyone has someone in their family that's done something extraordinary. Whether it has something to do with manifest itself in the spirit they've done, or manifest itself in the mind they've done, or manifest itself in the physical in terms of health or athleticism. Those are the things that are part of your DNA. And part of being your DNA is to know that you're made of great stuff. That you're made of the stuff that dreams, and that you are actually living a dream that someone has had hundreds of years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. You're living a dream that someone has had for you. Think about it. The slaves that came on the passage over 500 years ago, they had a dream for freedom for their children's children's children. That's allowed them to keep going. It's allowed them to adapt, allowed them to overcome. You have the same dynamics going in your life right now. You have to, whatever's going on in your life right now, you have the opportunity to adapt and overcome. Because that's what you're made of. That's the stuff you're made of. All designed by God. So if you're designed by God and you're designed in His image, and I say you are, then you have to emulate the Heavenly Father. You have to emulate the Heavenly Father. Speak as He speaks, love as He loves, and forgive as He forgives. Some people, oh, I can't do that, but you can. It's just a choice you have to make. Now, we're getting 10 minutes to the hour. We're going to play again, Mind Shift, and we're going to have a final commentary on that. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, Inspiration Monday, to inspire you to get to the next level, to inspire you to work that extra hour, to inspire you to make that extra effort, inspire you to lift that extra weight so you can be the not just successful, but be that the next beautiful thing in your life.
There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind. You can change your hair, your clothing, your address, your spouse, your residence. But if you don't change your mind, the same experience will perpetuate itself over and over again, because everything outwardly changed, but nothing inwardly changed.
Want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
The only thing that's going to make you happy, my friend, in this year or any other, is to step up. It's to raise the standard. It's to discover what you're capable of and feel that incredible power of pushing through whatever's holding you back and get to the other side of more of your true self. That's what this game's all about.
When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
If you look at somebody who's really successful and you think, wow, I mean, they're so amazing, they're such a genius, you got to dig underneath and you got to remember something. People are rewarded in public for what they practice for years in private.
If you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do, and you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval, what will happen is that you will lose your nerve. And other people will convince you that what you are doing doesn't have any value, and you'll give up on your dream. How much time? time do you have left? How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know. Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. Stop wasting valuable time. If you want something, you have got to be relentless. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative. The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, this is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it. There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critics inside. I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. You are unstoppable. Live your life with passion, with some drive. Most of us go through life with our brakes on, holding back. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again. And I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. It's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain, so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, inform somebody, talk to somebody, encourage somebody that they can do the very same thing. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to be talking about what we always talk about here, and we'll have our final commentary for today. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here on Inspirational Monday. Again, to remind you of your why, to remind you it's never too late, to remind you that you're supposed to be victorious, to remind you today is a great day to start again, to be relentless, unstoppable, to have no fear in your life, that you can go forward and receive your vision, your mission, your goal, and your purpose. Today we gave you something to think about, changing your mind shift, because if you don't change your mind from where it is right now, you will not get to the next level. You can change everything in your life, but if you don't change your mind, if you don't shift your mind, you're going to experience the same things you experienced in the past. But we're talking about renewing your mind now, be intentional what you think about, be intentional what you feed your mind, be intentional what you feed your spirit, be intentional what you feed your body. All that is critical in getting to the next step in glory, getting to the next level. Again, it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter what you look like right now. It doesn't matter if you have the right clothes, what you want to do right now. As long as you're moving in a direction that your vision, your dream, is not pushing you, but pulling you, it becomes a purpose in your life. You are going to do that. You have the courage to force yourself to think positively on your own situation right now. You have to actualize your mind, just like Will Smith said. We're going to get on this bike. We're going to get on this treadmill. And I might not be the most talented individual. I may have the most intelligent individual. I may have all the degrees. But know this. When we get on this treadmill, two things are going to happen. One of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get off first, or I'm going to die on this treadmill. It's just like that. That's commitment. That's relentlessness. That's being unstoppable. That's being the next beautiful thing in your life. And you are that butterfly. You are that next beautiful thing in your life. Again, the only place you have to think about going right now is up. That's up into the realm of all possibilities of imagination. By doing that, you win. I want everyone to have a fantastic, wonderful, God-inspired, motivated, successful, profitable, no fear, victorious week. Because you have already won. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. And for today, that is all I got. Be blessed and highly favored. Know this. The God on your side. I love you, God love. This has been a CAS Production Copyright 2015. That's all my favorite. See you in four. You have a great thing. Have our Q101 on Wednesday. And we'll